make the whip to see whether we make the quorum. I know that we have lost some members. Can we get an indication? Okay. If we're 7 out of 11, we are the majority. Compliments of the new year, honorable members. This year, it looks like we are going to be in serious trouble. First of all, the government is in a hurry. And because we have a responsibility to monitor them and hold them to account for all their actions, it means we'll have to up the pace to meet the requirements and the challenges that they present to us. But we know that the government is not only in a hurry for its sake. The people who demand these services from government are the ones who are getting impatient for non-delivery of on these promised services. 2 years ago, we asked the commission to give us a list of all the parcels of land that have been handed over to communities. We also asked for all the parcels of land which have been claimed, but there are disputes on them to be resolved. And thirdly, we ask for a list of claims that are still to be settled. We were given a list of claims to be settled, but we were not given for all the provinces. Now, this list, Mr. Shuen. The list that we're talking about is a list of people, not paper list. Which means that if there is a delay in resolving this problem, there will be a delay in the servicing of those people. So maybe one of the things that we need to do as a committee is to remind the department through the DG to give us this information. Lastly, we asked for the minister to go back to cabinet. I'm sure you remember that. When the minister and the deputy minister told us that the cabinet had taken a view that says the claims like Kruger National Park, claims like Mala Mala and other sugarcane forestry are not going to be handed over to communities. Instead, those communities are going to get alternative compensation. We then asked the minister and the deputy minister to go back to cabinet and ask cabinet to tell us openly how this is going to work. That was 2 years ago. Or shall I say 18 months ago, because we are not yet full, 2 years full. So we have not received any response to this. I'm making these remarks, honorable members, because today we are going to look at the program for the year. The 14, 15 meetings in that program. 11 on the front page and 4 on the back page. If these things that are outstanding are not covered by those meetings, we may be going forward without going forward. I want to remind honorable members that we have requested the head of deeds registry and the head of What is the other one? The Surveyor General. To become both of them. To show us cause why they should not have the capacity to register the land of South Africa to their rightful owners. And in particular, that land that belongs to the state. He was here, ladies and gentlemen, you'll remember. And he did register. Is it the Surveyor General or did register, the one who was here? Surveyor General. He made a promise that they will come, both of them, to the committee so that they give us a program. You will recall that this is the cause for the, what is that called? For the query by the Auditor General. Because this department has not been able to do this work ever since it was established. Not only after 1994, but all the time. The land is not registered. For instance, the communal land is not surveyed at all. So nobody knows for sure how big that land is. Even now, development that must take place in rural areas, which is our responsibility, cannot take place fully and efficiently because there's a dispute between councillors and Mahos as to who owns that land. For instance, the Mahos is saying, you lease this land to us and pay us lease. And if there's a building on it, then the municipality can take rates on that. But there's no clarity throughout the country on that. So I'm saying if the Deputy Registrar and the Surveyor General are not doing their work, they are hampering also our own work. The last thing that I wanted to comment on is the issue of fraud and corruption in the department. It's linked to another matter. It's linked to the capacity of the department to perform its work. We were told, she comes from the office of the chief law advisors, the lady on the other side. So the lawyers ought to advise the department on the right things to do. We were told, Miss, that there is an investigation taking place in the department. They have uncovered some fraudulent activities in KZN, and that we were told that the activities are not confined to KZN and the investigation is widespread. But whilst that is happening, there's a new section in the department called STRIF, where people from the commission are spread across the province. So you don't know whether they're involved in the corruption or not, and yet you're placing them in new jobs, in the creation of the new structure, which makes it difficult for us to follow up on all these activities. The last issue, I keep on saying last, but this is one of the last. The commissioners, land claims commissioners' contracts are ending at the end of March. The work of the commission is going to be taken over by the department. Now, it worries me a great deal, but we must talk to the minister about this matter. Because the act itself is still there that created the commission. But the staff of the commission is being swallowed by the department. How can the commission then activate the act? You remember, Mr. Zweni, I started by saying, here's a list of things that we asked for. So we must ask the chief commissioner to give us that list. But if the chief commissioner and other commissioners are no longer at work by the end of March, who's going to deliver this thing? Is there capacity in the department to do it? I may have exceeded my expectation on the remarks, but I'm making these remarks purely because I want us to consider the program. If the program in the items listed make it possible for us to be able to perform these duties and functions, then that's fine. We adopt it. I pause there. Yes.
Okay. I just want to explain that the state law advisor doesn't come from the department.
I know.
Okay.
The lawyers are the advisors of the government, not of the particular department. And they cannot say that I advise that minister, not the other one. They advise all of them. And I know that state law advisors, they want to specialize in drafting bills only, not providing advice. In fact, for your information, we looked at the implications for Clara scrapping by the Constitutional Court. We didn't see your advice on that document. We sought our own advice, but we didn't get yours. So as the advisors of the state, you must give us your advice on the scrapping of Clara. Can I pause at this moment and ask for comments, if any, and then we move on to the second item?
Thank you, Chairperson, and also compliments this season to everyone. Chair, before I comment on the programme, I think what is important, and this is one of the things that I saw happening last year, is that when something happens and we can't have a meeting and there's a change in the program, I think we must take a decision which meetings must definitely take place so that we prioritize them in a way that it doesn't fall away and that we can shift others around. But I think that was a problem last year. It's also sometimes something come in that we weren't aware of in the beginning of the year. It's very difficult to plan a year if the department put something new in that we weren't aware of. So I think that we give ourselves a space if something new come up, but that we prioritize something that meetings that must take place and that we can schedule them later or in another date.
Under the draft program, because then we will be dealing with not only the form of that program but also what we actually do. Remember that the way the program is listed item by item. Can we not move over now to that one already, unless there are other comments? Let's go to the program. If you look at the program, the way it's structured, it's not structured because this item is more important than that one. It's structured because it's the workload that we must perform. And on that basis, we need to be able to say chronologically or sequentially, we must do this one first before we can do, not because it's important, but because it has to be done first. Look at the first item today. This meeting is meant to adopt this program. Now, once we adopted the program, even if we have changes made, once we adopt it, we must follow it. But if we think that the item number 11 at the bottom of that page 1 it should be done before item number 6 in the middle of the page, we need to move that item so that we know that sequentially it will make us more efficient to do so. And I really don't want us to think that there's one important meeting than the other one. What is important is our work, the content and capacity of the work done by the committee. I put the draft program. Do you want me to go on item by item? You prefer that? Okay. Item 1 relates to the consideration of the interim committee's operational program, the adoption of the minutes, and the reports and consideration of submissions received on the rural development and land reform general amendment bill number 33 of 2010. I think it says here the process is section 75, or is it your, what is that thing called? Whether it goes to an NA or whether it goes to NCOB? That's right. No PROS, the NMR proposed. It's a proposed Section 75 bill, which means it's an NA bill, not the NCOB bill. Okay. Quite another, maybe. Nah, Now, you will note that there are 5 items on that item, which means the agenda for today is for us to go through all those things. Can you adopt that agenda for today? If you want to compare, there is a loose agenda that has been submitted, which has got 7 items. Now it has got 6 items. Consideration of the draft program, consideration of the study tour report to Malawi, consideration of the adoption of the minutes, consideration of submissions received, and the rest is something that members can come up with. So there is a correspondence between the agenda in the program and the agenda of this particular meeting. If we agree, I'll move on to the next item. When members say nothing, I'm just assuming that you are agreeing. That's right. The next item says that we have to have on one day the public hearings, and the other day Grain South Africa making presentation together with UMVT Youth Development on the work they're doing in the rural areas, the farmers and the young people.
Thank you, Chair. I want to request you, Chair, to explain why it was in the programs and in the summit is saying 25 and 26 will be public hearings on the bill. If you can explain to members why we are...
The reason why we're cutting the other day from the public hearings to the other item is because most submissions we have received do not speak to the clauses of the bill. They talk in general. Other people are complaining about their own issues. They're not referring to the bill. And yet the public hearings are specifically for the bill, not for their own complaints. That's why we're reducing the 2 days to 1 day. And also, if you look at your own program for today, we have received 2 or 3 people who want to come to the public hearing. And one of those people is not talking to the bill at all. Others are saying they go along with that bill. But the other person is talking about their own complaints to the department or about the department. Mr. Zweni, you must take note of this thing so that you prepare as a department on those matters. You can also read the submission. Because they talk about the department, they're not talking about parliament. Thank you very much. The reason why we're putting Grain South Africa and UMVT Youth Development, they are actually doing work already on the ground. They want to brief us on that. And that is why we want separation of what they're talking about from what we will be doing in public hearings. I take it you accept that. Agreed? Thank you, Ms. Buko.
Just so I understand correctly, Mr. Chairman, you're saying the public hearings are going to take place on the 25th because you received a number of submissions and many of them were irrelevant to the legislation. And then the next day, the presentation by Grain SA and UMVT is going to be unrelated to the public hearings from the prior day. What about the other people who gave unrelated submissions? Why did we make these two choices? Why do these two particular organizations get to present us?
It's simple, Ms. Mazibuko. The original people that we received that wanted to do submissions as public in the public hearings are those that are listed there. The two organizations that approached us, they don't want to talk to us about the legislation. They want to talk about the work that they do. Since we had set 2 days for public hearings, and when we look at the material received, there's no need for 2 days. So the other day that has been saved should be used in relation to our work, relevant to what we need to monitor out there in the communities. That's why we separated, and that's why we're giving those people the dates for presentations. Are we agreed? We won't move on. I'm slow, and I think I should talk less. I know that you can read. Can we move on to the next three items? 2nd of February, 9th of February, and 16th. The 2nd and the 9th are related, but the 16th are not related. So let's take the 2nd and the 9th. Yes, ma'am.
Chairperson, yeah, I was looking at this and not trying to think what is going to happen in the public hearings, but if we read the bill, there's a lot of technicalities, and I don't know if we're going to need 2 full days. I remember with the deeds, it takes less than an hour. Is there a specific reason in trying to put our deliberations for the one day into a writing for the, if there's a technical problem with that? I can understand that it will take a week to prepare the documents. But I remember last year we really took a very short time in discussing this, so I was just asking to 2 full days just for that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree what you said by Honourable Steyn, because we're going to deal with those submissions today in our meeting. Therefore, that meeting of the 2nd won't be necessary, because we would have dealt with the submissions, and we've got the summary of the submissions that has been done by the researcher. So I think we can use that day to finalise and adopt the report of the bill, the 2nd of February. Thank you, Chair.
Let's amend accordingly then. We combine the 2nd and the 9th in one day, which gives us the 9th free. What do we do with the 9th? We do the, because we can shift upwards. That's it.
Thanks, Chair. Looking at to what we do with the 9th, I'm just looking further down the page. On 2nd March, you have the 3rd point being the briefing by the Chief Land Claims Commission, and you had said that by March the commission would be coming to an end. So shouldn't we then move them up, so that we can get confirmation from them as to what they've been doing and who will be taking over once their terms come to an end? Thank you.
Host, will it not be, remember Ms. Steyn was asking for an explanation that we read in the newspaper about the sacking or the resignation of the DG, and the minister said, separation of powers, you are interfering, it has nothing to do with you. We wanted just to find out, who are we going to deal with now? Because we hear that the DG has been fired or resigned. Now, we can't ask from the commissioners about whether they will still have contracts or not. We must ask from the relevant person, the one who hires and fires. Is it not the strategic thing to do, bearing in mind our history?
Thank you, Chair. But what we can do on that day, we can call the commissioners to give us on the outstanding information that they owe the committee before their contracts expire.
Siyazazela nje ukuba ziyaphela i-contract zazo. Asizazi ngani isini department. And also because i-strategic plan sizawuzwa ngala date esalo nyaka. Anditicho la? Yeah. So you have a tool like with a strategic plan, new choice, staffing, structure, and so on. Then the future of the commission will be dealt with there. Let's move. We have to put the 9th for deliberations on the strategic issues emanating from the state of the nation, right? And then we left with the 16th.
We are on the 9th. We are moving the commissioner to the 9th.
We're moving the commissioners.
To the 9th, yes.
And then the State of the Nation?
The State of the Nation is on the 10th. So we choose the one the following week. For the 16th. The 16th is correct for the State of the Nation. Because the State of the Nation is on the
10th. Oh, so the 16th must not change?
Yes,
okay. Okay. So we keep the 16th as it is. Thank you very much. Can we move down? To the 9th of March. I am from the inland. Leah is separate. I need the standalone mat. Limpopo, Western Cape, Northwest. They are standalone matters. They are not affected by the strategic plan. Are we agreed? I won't leave them now. Okay. We have to investigate from Mr. Zweni and company whether the petition has been finalized. Yes, on that date. And there is no way we should not report to the speaker about that petition.
We leave
it like that.
Okay.
And then Mr. Frolic will give us permission to go to those two provinces. And we are not arguing about that. We're saying we want to go. We have never been to Miashe, the whole committee. And when we were invited to go and be spectators, we were told to sit there and ask and we have nothing to do today. So we have to go and ask questions, see what's happening and so on. Organize the councillors, the provincial government and so on. So that we come back with a full understanding of what has been learned from the pilot. Then on my birthday, 2nd of March, we have agreed. And then a week later, adoption of reports. Are we agreed there? So for many in the public report says that says adopted.
Yeah,
that's too much. No, we'll have to do the learning
question.
The report, yeah. That we must adopt. There's no place where we're deliberating on them or receiving them and so on. And I'm wondering why do we adopt them before we could do any deliberations on them.
You can leave
item 1, 2, and 3, item 2. I was actually looking at that because if we adopt this report while we're having other stakeholders, I remember we had such a meeting last year. It was actually the meeting where we were told we have a new land claims commissioner in a meeting with the stakeholders, which was very uncomfortable and we couldn't ask questions or have any discussions around that. So I think we must separate these meetings where we have meetings with the department where we have stakeholders. I think we had twice the same situation last year where it was very uncomfortable, the stakeholders and the department where we actually wanted to ask them questions and it was not nice. So I don't think we must do that again.
Why don't we combine item 2 of the D with the thing that
that workshop cannot involve because it does say with all stakeholders. Are we agreed?
Yes.
So you move item 2 to item 16, boom.
Okay.
Because if you are going to involve the stakeholders in that meeting, although it's meant for capacity building, we could do with the participation of those people. We're doing the deliberations on the reports are received. The reports are supposed to be given to us 6 months or 3 months after the financial year,
yes,
which is when? In June.
Some department, last year they started in March, other department, depending on the level of the department.
But the law says 3 months after the financial year end. Oh no, that's fine. Yeah, I think Ms. Lane is separating that so that we can strategically meet with the department on their own strategic plan. But the stakeholders' participation in our own workshops is not a problem. So we move item 2 downwards. Can we get some suggestions from members? Please, honorable members, we have been having workshops for a long time now on capacity building. Yes.
Sorry, Chair, there's also a problem. The oversight, it's the 28th to the 4th, and we're having the 2nd, we're having that briefing. So that's in that week of the oversight.
I agree. Because if we are involved and not, we can't come back here for the specific exercise. Thank you.
You changed the date, therefore, to suit that purpose. But I'm on item 11 on the last part of the page. Yes, I'm suggesting that the item 2 on the 9th of March to be combined with the 16th workshop. All we have to do is just format it in a way that would make it suitable for our people and the stakeholders. Remember that we are no longer doing the capacity building in the form of some classroom being taught. It's about sharing the experiences and exposure that we have had up to now in doing our work. So you can give the stakeholders participation in that regard. Of course, you can invite 2 or 3 researchers or experts to participate in that process, like facilitation. But I am still inviting some suggestions on the areas that we want strengthening to be done on in the work that we do. Now dealing with the 5 items on the back page. Members will be pleasantly surprised that that item on the 30th is one of the most essential items we should have, and it's completely different from the capacity building workshop that we're talking about on the previous page, precisely because we need evidence-based planning or policy development so that we are able to focus on how poor people must be serviced by the government. Exactly like you have in your municipalities. When an investor comes to municipality and say, I want bulk services and I want land, and the relevant section in the municipality will jump to make sure that that investment comes to the town. But then these policies relating to poor policies are having to do with our ability as government, not parliament, to service those people that nobody jumps when they want something. People in the rural areas, because they are less organized and they have less power because of that, nobody jumps when they want something. investors, when they come to the city, they jump. And remember that the poor people in the rural areas don't bring money for an investment. They depend on outsiders coming in. So there is a very important aspect in that regard for us to deal with. I was canvassing for it, but can you agree? Can we move on now to April? It's good that it's not April 1st.
Thank you, Chair. I want to suggest that the meeting that was scheduled for the 13th, the agenda items for the 13th, be moved to join the agenda on the 6th, because when we adopt a report, members would have heard that report prior to the adoption date. So it's not going to take us time. So we can have this on the 6th, on the 6th as well. Thank you.
So on the 6th, we have all the items on the 13th. Okay. On the 6th. And then the 13th moves downwards.
The 20th moves up to the 13th.
That's right. So you change the 20th to 13,
yes,
and change 13 to 6,
yes,
and combine all of them.
Yes, because we won't have the fourth one in election time.
That's right. How do you know that? She's speculating. And then let's move on to the 20th. Ladies and gentlemen, honourable members, the two items on the 20th, we really do not want to talk about them. It's just that the department continues to talk about those two items in the public domain, and yet nothing has been tabled in front of us. That's why we have it there. Even the president has repeated that now, which the minister and deputy minister have been saying in public. Yes.
Yes, Chairperson, I agree with you, but I also think we need to include the share equity scheme, which there was a workshop held by the department, and I've read about it in the newspapers, but we don't know what is coming out of all these. And last time I heard there was still a moratorium placed, and then we were told it's now going to be unmoratorium, though I don't know what you call the word, but we don't know what's going on, and we've been asking questions about all of these.
Miss Dane is right, but she is talking about the workshop. I'm not talking about the workshop. Miss Delise, former member of this committee, asked for a copy of the report that was undertaken by your department on share equity schemes. We have not received that yet. So in order for us to deal with that item, we do not want the report of the workshop. We want the copy of that report. Please. Thank you, Mr. Dane. Let's move on to the 4th, which is now the 20th, isn't it? No, it still remains the 4th. It's now, yes, Mr.
Chairperson, I think we must ask the secretary to just look at the dates, because we didn't fit in another date for the second. So we're going to run behind somewhere or run into troubles, especially if certain dates like the 30th of March with the workshop is set. So I think we must just agree on the program and not fit another date in. Just keep to the second half, because we missed one day on the second.
Now,
the crunch comes. Do we have all the outstanding work in this program? Remember, we do not want to run into irrelevance. Refil, we have all the laws, bills that are supposed to be dealt with in this session, in this list, in this program.
We may close this program and say, here's our work, and suddenly we get a deal from this party. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I want to come in on that because I've requested Mr. Zweni to bring the committee on today the list of their priorities so that when we do our program, we align what they are intending to do with the committee on certain dates. Maybe he can respond on that.
Thanks, Chair. I've communicated with the... Yes, I was expecting them to send someone here today, but I will pass every information from today. Think soon everything will be there.
Thank you very much. Therefore, we cannot adopt this program today. It stands down for another meeting. Thank you very much. How's it all? Second item, the third item is the consideration of the statutory report to Malawi. Items that we'll definitely have to look at. We had a draft land reform program from Malawi, a copy, which we have to deal with to see what are the relevant parts. It should be attached an addendum, or you rely on members having copies. Not every member did go to that meeting. The second one is what the original reason why we went to Malawi, the youth program. Remember? The third one is the relationship between councillors and the traditional leaders on communal land. Those are the three items in the report that we should look at and pick up. I'm not suggesting we ignore the rest, but I'm saying those are the three things that came out very clearly in our trip to Malawi. Can I ask members to correct me if I'm wrong, if you read the report? Yes, Sustain, you did read the report.
Chairperson, now unfortunately we only received it this morning. So I was trying to scan through this, but I don't think we must just adopt it here now, because there might be something that we missed. Maybe we can, if we have time, just go through it quickly so that we can, as you said, other members were not part of that, and maybe explain, or I don't know, but I don't think we must adopt it.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I suggest that we adopt on the 25 after dealing with the bill, because I don't think we're going to take too much time even on the 25th, because we've got the whole day that is scheduled for that day. Thank you.
Today is meant to lay the foundation for the work we will do for the rest of the year. So if our minds are still on holiday, Let's bring them back to this meeting. And it will refresh your mind if you read the document. Thank you very much. We move it to the 25th. And our program will then reflect that as well. And then the adoption of minutes. Minutes are part of your documentation.
Chairperson, I was looking at this minutes and I read through them now quickly. I don't have a problem with them. I'm just having a question and also a comment that I want to make regarding the minutes. Some of these minutes, especially this one of 17 August, is a very long time after we had the meeting, and we might not always remember exactly what happened. And then there's also outstanding minutes, which we haven't received all. That's part of my question and also of the comment that I wanted to make, so that in future we can get the draft minutes circulated before the meeting so that we can check it. And then after the minutes were approved, that we also get a copy of the full minutes, because that's why I'm saying I don't know if it's missing. It could be that one meeting that I didn't attend, because we only get hard copies here. If you don't attend a meeting, you might miss minutes of the meeting. So some, I refer back to some meetings sometimes and I check the minutes, and if you don't get it, you don't know what happened. And that's my question, is I'm not sure if all the minutes of the last meetings were approved. I'm just looking at the meetings between the 17th of August and the 3rd of November, and there was even meetings after that on the 10th and the 17th. So I'm not sure if we got that minutes or not.
Yes, sure. All the minutes were adopted. I can send members copies of those minutes again. The only set of minutes that I realized just now that it is not here is the last meeting that the committee had, and I was not part of that meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I would like to just make a proposal to the committee that, so that we don't find ourselves in a situation where we don't even remember what transpired in our previous meeting, if it will be possible for us to, before we start with any business of the day, have the previous minutes adopted then and there, so that we adopt them knowing exactly what happened, because it will still be in our minds. That will be my proposal.
Thank you, Ms. McFarland. That's agreed to. I don't think we need to deliberate on that. It's normal procedure anyway. Can we move on to item 5 then? So these minutes are going to be adopted in the next meeting, after people read them. I know I'm piling work for the next meeting, but people have not read the documents. Consideration of submissions received.
These ones are not going to be postponed.
Because you have received them.
To the legal minds brief the committee on what they found from the submissions so that it makes it easier for members to understand that there is less work to do with this bill. And Tim be the researcher as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. The submissions that I got, I think I got three. That is one from Neptune Jalose, one from Batlagwana, Bamanzi Myama, and another from UMGT, US Development Consultants. And Chairperson, from the submission, Batlagwana are not dealing with the bill at all. They are raising their concern with the closing date for the lodging of land claims, and had sent a request to the president to review that date and open the process up again so as to enable them to lodge a land claim, which is a separate matter altogether. And the other two, Chairperson, it does come out of the submission that they support the change of the ministry from land affairs to rural development and land reform, but they also are not necessarily speaking to the content of the bill. But you do gather from the submission, Chairperson, that they are in support with the change of the name, which is not necessarily what is being done by the bill, because that would have been done by the proclamation by the president. What the bill really is doing is to align the legislation that is administered by the department with the new name of the department. But that is really it, Chairperson. The submissions are really speaking more about their views on rural development and how they think that development can be attained in rural areas, how rural youth could be developed. They're not really speaking to the content of the bill. I don't know if Chairperson wants me really to go into what they are saying. Thank you, Chair.
Hi, Chair. I've already made some, there's a page here, it says summary and comments on the submissions, which I also agree with my colleague has said to that site, which is all the submissions don't really specifically deal with the bill. They rather deal with issues that they have on development and land reform. The first one, the actually, what they want is the parliament to actually sort of amend, to do an amendment within the bill so that the closing date for lodgement of claims to be open. Which, according to me, even if the parliament would have agreed with that, I don't think it needs to be done within this bill. It can be done within the Land and Restitution Act, which is the one which has the date, the cut-off date. So I don't think as a committee we need to actually deal with that, because the bill itself doesn't deal with that it only deals with changing of names from minister of land affairs to minister of rural development, all of this, and traditional names. So yeah, and the second one, which is Sibungiseni Mdlalose, it also doesn't deal with the protest rather than the issues that the person has in terms of rural development and land reform. And my suggestion was that these issues can, Mr. Mdlalose can also raise these issues when the green paper is published. It doesn't deal with the issues within the travel, so he can raise these issues further there. And the Umviti Youth Development Consultants, they also sort of, they applaud the publishing of the travel, and they support it. And they are. I think what they show me in their submission is that the change from land access to rural development has had brought some opportunities for youth development in rural areas, and they actually want to present what what I suggest with this is that the committee should find a space within its progress to allow this grouping to actually present what they're doing in terms of rural development in their areas. And they also said within the submission that they've done a study, and they're willing to present their study to the committee. I think that's
I'm not sure the committee will have to decide whether, but all these
submissions don't look at the look at the look at the. Thank you, Chairperson, and the honourable members. The people who don't know me, my name is Nomvo. I'm coming from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. I am the person who was dealing with this bill. I look at the submissions that have been made, but I find that they don't talk to the bill itself. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, I'm basically now back to the original question that my colleague asked about why we picked, because I see this one is from the youth. I understand that, but why won't, don't we just give these other two groups then also an opportunity to come and speak to us? Is it because of the cut-off date and there was a decision taken about that? I don't know. Because it doesn't make sense for me then in any case to have that day if we're not going to discuss it, because out of this it seems like it's not dealing with a ball. I'm just trying to find out why don't we then just don't see these other two, but even if it's not nothing to do with the ball, but if there's something that they wanted to speak to us, if they took the trouble to write to Parliament, I think maybe we must just give them an opportunity to speak about it, but not say that we are having this discussion around the ball because it's not relevant.
My understanding is that because the submissions are completely not talking to the bill, let's focus on the bill. Then from there we'll put a date aside where we call everybody that wants to have a say and give them an opportunity. Most especially if it comes to a situation where they indicate that there's work that they've done on the ground. I think that will empower the committee. Thank you.
If you were to ask Grain South Africa to be in the same room as people who want to reopen the date for land claims, the issues that they were bringing to the meeting are different. And the other one will feel stifled when Grain South Africa says, this is what we are doing with communities and partners and emerging farmers on the ground. When people are saying, we are demanding that we have access to that land which Grain South Africa is working on with other groups. This is what we want to avoid. We're saying, don't do that. Don't bring them together. Although we know that these submissions have nothing to do with the changing of the name of the department, we still have to listen to them. But then do that separately in a separate date. We could even bring them to that meeting of stakeholders when we are dealing with proper policies or the one before that, so that you can listen to what they have to say, rather than combining people who are doing work on the ground with people who still wish to do work on the ground. They will stifle each other for sure. Yes, Mr.
Yes. Chairperson, thank you. No, I agree with you, but what I was trying to say is we do have 2 days set aside, and I understood earlier when we discussed the program that on the 26th we're going to meet with Grain SA and the youth development. So my question was, if we're actually not going to have any public hearings, as I understand from the submissions, why don't we then see the other people on the 25th? But don't call it public hearings. We can say it's because of the submissions, and because they're basically the same. It's the same issues that these two groups have. I don't know if it's going to be a problem, if it was advertised as public hearings, or I don't know if there's a legal or technical problem that we're going to run into.
Can I explain something?
Why don't we agree with Ms. Day and invite all those people, relevant or not relevant, on the 25th? All of them. I'm not talking about Grain SA and UFIT. I'm talking about the rest. All the other people who want to make their own submissions, instead of separating the public hearings from their submissions. Remember that public hearings are about people making presentation, verbal presentation to the committee. So if you have none, that's not public hearing. Rather, call all of them, even those that have been referred to a committee by the speaker. We call them. Come. Ms. P. Ndikema, come.
They come and talk about their own issues.
Thank you, Chair. I want to come first for the public hearings. When we issue an advert, we call for verbal submissions and oral submissions. The submissions that are influenced.
Return,
sorry, Chair. Thank you very much. verbal submissions and written submissions. The ones that we have in front of us are written submissions, and they have not indicated that they want to come before the committee. They have given us how what they feel. There is only one oral submission that we are going to have on that day. Then if the committee decides that it wants to these people to come before the committee, I can call them. But Parliament only pays for two or three witnesses, depending on what the committee wishes.
Why did you combine issues that are not relevant to the public hearings with, because the public hearings is about, like you said, it's about people requesting to come and speak to us. So if others do not want to speak to us but they want to make submissions in writing, why do you combine them? But then the date is going to be empty if we just listen to one person. So we must change the program for that day to include other things to do. Then it means when you are fixing the second problem, the 2nd of March, with the other things, make an adjustment. Let's leave it there. The secretary knows what she's doing. She must just fix the mistakes. She's a human being, she can make mistakes. Can we move on? Yes.
Chairperson, it's my belief that even the people that have made written submissions expect to be responded to. And I think, like you said, the secretary knows how she's going to respond to them after left out of their submission. And let's leave it like that.
Let's go and read the documents. But then we request Mr. Zuid and your team chair, because there are things that are talking to the department directly. They are asking the committee, please help us. The department is not responding to our issues. So you go to the department and give us written responses to the written submissions. I know that the department is too busy to write documents. They're really seriously busy. But we can't respond on your behalf. Ms. Masibuk.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I'm getting slightly confused between, I understand the substance of your original suggestion that you've just made, that everybody who has made a submission, whether it's relevant or not, must be given a chance to come and talk to the committee. I don't think we should do that. I think if it's irrelevant to the legislation, which is quite straightforward, then we'd be allowing the people making submissions to labour under the misapprehension, the submission that they come to make will result in something, when we're discussing a totally different thing. I think it's misleading. I think what we should do is we should respond by saying, thank you very much for your submission, but we wanted submissions on X, Y, and Z. We will take your remarks under advisement and into consideration, but we're going to be setting up a whole expectation from those people that we as a committee are somehow now going to take those issues forward, which is also misleading if we then hand them over to the department. I think it must be clear what we as a portfolio committee are trying to do. And my inclination is that, yes, if someone has given an irrelevant submission, we must let them know, and that if they have given a relevant one, that they must have an opportunity to present. But I do think, I mean, I've had misgivings about this Grain SA Umviti presentation, purely because it doesn't seem to happen under the auspices of anything in particular. So, there can be the accusation that we're cherry-picking who gets to come to Parliament to talk to us, and on what issues. And so I think if there is a question that we want to frame to the public and ask the public to come and talk to us about, then we should say so that everyone has an equal opportunity to address the matter. But I don't think we should give the impression to people who've made irrelevant submissions that they can come to Parliament now, either on our at our cost or their own, and that we will somehow then take this thing forward when it doesn't have anything to do with the legislation before us. Thank you.
Let's consider the issue as a committee. I've got an answer, Ms. Mzibuko, but it should not be between me and you. I think let's make the committee apply its mind to what you just said. Should I respond on your behalf? Because they are not saying anything. You heard Mrs. Google. Speaks plain English.
Yeah, Chairperson, I don't think we differ from Honorable Mazibuk. Because what I said specifically is to say that the Secretary will respond accordingly. And I was of the opinion that we agreed that we are not going to call anybody to come to the committee when we know that they are not talking to our subject of that day. But
she goes beyond that.
Yeah, but
she's saying even that one that wants to do a verbal submission, because she's irrelevant to the matter that we're dealing with, we should not mislead her to believe that she can come and talk to us about the matter that has nothing to do with the legislation, because there's nothing we can do about it. We can even divert her to the department through a written response, so that we do not have public hearings on that day, because there are no people to make those submissions. That's what she's saying.
Exactly, Chairperson, but the secretary will be in a position to respond to them accordingly.
The committee's responsibility is to service those people, all of them, even irrelevant whether they are relevant to the matter or not. It's not the secretary's responsibility. That's why we are saying go home, read the documents, let's as a committee take decisions. Because we do not want anybody to disown the decision that's written in a letter by the secretary. It should be the committee decision. You want to advise? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. On the lady that I was talking about for the oral submission, she didn't write anything, so we cannot say she is going to be irrelevant, because she only requested to make an oral submission. Hence, I am saying that's the only presentation that we're going to have on that day. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
I think we're in one. Thank you very much. But please,
we are a committee of parliament. It is our responsibility to apply our minds to the issues coming in front of us. We cannot pass them over to the secretary to do our work. What would be the basis for us being a committee? We can then say, Pumla, you consider all the paperwork, we get paid for doing nothing. We need to apply our minds to everybody and everything that comes in front of us.
The idea is in front of me.
Okay.
Chairperson, maybe I'm slow, but I still don't know what we're going to do now. Are we going to have the public hearing on the 25th and only have that one person as a submission? And what is going to happen on the 26th? Because I agree with Honourable Mazibuko, although I didn't put it so nicely. That's why I said, If we call these other people, they must be able to come, but we can't have it under the auspices of the public hearing, because we're going to confuse people. But I don't know what was the decision really that we took. I think we all agree that we wanted to speak to the people or give them an opportunity, but we can't say it's part of the public hearing.
We now know that there's only one person who wants to make a submission or verbally in that meeting of public hearing. which miscame. The rest are not relevant to that. And those who have written, we can read their submissions and comment on them and write back to them. And we are already saying to the department, take all of these and give us something in writing in response to what they have submitted. So yes, the 26 is for Grain SA and UVT. They're making proposals or reports about what they are doing. The 25th, we can add other items after the public hearings. Because there's one person who's speaking her mind, and the rest will be other work that we need to do. Remember, she will bring back the draft program to us after she has received the submission from the department about pieces of legislation and restructured the program to accommodate your query about the second, which falls in between the trip to Limpopo and Northwest. So let's receive the second draft to consider it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just want to outline the program for the 2025. We're going to have... No, Chair, I want members to prepare that it's not going to be a long day as we have been saying that, because we're going to receive that oral submission to the department responding on the submissions that we received and then give us what they do. We might be finalizing that bill on that day. Thank you, Chair.
Any item called any other business, committee members would have submitted that. So there's no such an item. We go to correspondence received.
Thank you, Chair. I want to distribute this correspondence to all members. I received the first page, the one that is written disregarding of RSA is from the Speaker's office. So it has been referred, but not formally referred to the committee, as it has not been published in the ATC. But the rest I have received them. No, this one, landless people. The landless people, I received it from the Speaker's office. So the other, they sent me via these submissions, but I could see that they are not submissions. So I will refer them to the department, but I wanted the committee to have it. Thank you.
Can anybody show cause why we should not close this meeting? Idea. That's why I plead with you, please allow me to close the meeting. Thank you very much. I really appreciate at the beginning of the year when we're still fresh, we must deal all with those of this matter so that we can move forward quicker than the previous period. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.